The best insight, instant feedback, accountability. The all-new Talk Radio Freedom 106.5.
Conversation in a minute. Ian is here to talk about sports. We're inside the Sports Hub. All right, so let's start from yesterday. Let's get through the schools, secondary schools football league, as Naparima, from the picture, Jaden Caprita, he fends off Maluki Frazier of St. Benedict's College during the Premiership Division match in the secondary schools football league and Naparima College grounds, and Naparima won 2-0. So it looked like Naps on top of things.
Yeah, so Naps have been going quite well, but I think this school from Tobago, Signal Hill, they have a lot of games in hand. I think they only played about 7 or 8 matches, and if they win their matches, if they get the results going their way, they could cop the title as well. But for now, Naps and it's like Naps, Benedict's and Prez. You know, the South schools are doing quite well in this league. Yeah.
South schools, and now I haven't heard Signal Hill being called in secondary school football in quite a while, so they have made an impression. Another story: secondary schools netball championship week opens with shooting showdown in Tobago. I just watching how swanky these uniforms. Why we couldn't get swanky uniforms like this back in the day, boy?
When you all were playing it?
Yes. What is this? But I must admit, I'm seeing that corporate TNT is actually coming out to support sports, so I'm glad for that. Rodriguez Phillips revived Naps title hopes at St. Benedict's expense. Watts Sport TT strengthened ties with Sporting NGBs. What is that about?
Yeah, so the sporting organizations, the TTFAs and the NBFTTs and the tennis associations, and these associations would have been strengthening their ties with the Sport TT. So that's a good thing. I'm hoping that these ties are continue to be strengthened when it's time for funding for overseas competitions and things like that. So it's a good sign. It's hopefully that it could continue.
Well, I was hoping that would have been like on the main agenda, how we get...
Yeah, but it also on the agenda was the Sport TT trying to let the sport organizations see the importance of self-sustenance. Sometimes the sport could actually try to do things, raise their own funds, and coming up with parts of the required funding to travel to different competitions and places. So it's an opportunity for the sport organizations to make their own money, make their effort in raising some of the fundings, if not all.
And I see that another sport coming back to the fore, boxing, Sinet to lead boxing board.
Yes, I think there were some issues with him earlier when he was expected to be named on the sport company board, but perhaps they saw it fit to put him in the boxing board instead. So he's there, he has experience, you know what the boxers would go through as a former boxer himself, so let's see what could happen.
Let me celebrate for a second here. Ladies, let's look at some cricket. In the women's cricket headed for stratosphere in India after long-awaited first World Cup victory. India's captain Harmanpreet Kaur, I hope I pronounced that correctly.
Yeah, Harmanpreet.
Harmanpreet?
Yeah.
Kaur or Kaur?
That is the name has problem with, but I know Harmanpreet.
She is India's captain, and they won the first World Cup. And yeah, women's cricket looking like it better than the men's right now. The trophy winning catch on, she took the trophy winning catch on Sunday and ended a decades long wait by India's for women's cricket World Cup glory. It may also have changed the face of women's cricket. India has long been a global power in the men's game, but had to wait until now for the women to finally become world champions. And it wasn't for a lack of trying. India made its World Cup debut as hosts in 1978 and placed fourth out of four teams. It hosted again in 1997 and reached its first semi-finals and lost the finals in 2005 to Australia and in 2017 to England. Kaur was on the 2017 team, and her scintillating 171 not out from 115 balls against defending champions Australia, the fourth highest women's World Cup score, made the cricket world take more notice of India. So they dominated in both men and women cricket, male and female cricket. But we have some good news in terms of cricket, Ian.
Yeah, West Indies winning the first T20 international against the Kiwis, against Australia, against New Zealand.
It's your fault. I made the mistake. I was like, hey, Windies beat Australia. And then I was like, no, Kiwis is Ireland. Well, yeah.
New Zealand.
Yeah. See what I mean?
Yeah. And they're going to not make any mistake again, but next.
New Zealand, the Kiwis, the fruit. You have to, like, photo so that you could mine associate.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Kiwi fruit, New Zealand.
Yeah. So it's good that they did well. And it's the first, well, it's a different surface because they have been playing cricket since in Nepal.
Mm-hmm.
So they went to Nepal, they went to India and Bangladesh. And those three countries, they played on venues where it was slow turning wickets. And for the spinners, they would have struggled there, as we know. They lost 2-1 to Nepal. They lost the two test series, 2-0 to India. They lost 3-0 the ODI series. To Bangladesh, before winning 3-0 in the T20s. So they struggle on those surfaces, but they started on a winning note here because the surface here in Auckland, they batted on wickets that was fast. Ball coming onto the bat, good for the fast bowlers, not so good for the spinners. So they played to their strength. They only scored 164 though. Mm-hmm. I thought they should have scored about 200 runs on that pitch. Pitch was a nice pitch for batting. Ball coming onto the bat nice, but the West Indies did excellent. They did superbly well to defend that 164 on a difficult pitch to bowl on, to contain batsmen on. So it's very good. Kudos to West Indies.
So the batsmen actually come through this time? That's what's going on
the
there?
The batsmen came through, but to me, more the bowlers. Yes, Shea Hope continued his great form. He scored 53. Mm-hmm. Ruston Chase scored 28. There were some runs, I think, from who else? It slipped me now, but there were some good efforts. Good efforts from Jaden Seals, who took 3 wickets. I think Romario Shepherd was among the wickets as well. West Indies did superbly well. And Romario Shepherd defended 20 runs in the last over. You know that Mario Shepherd would struggle with the last over when we were defending. He came through good. I want to say good captaincy from Shea Hope. Because before he bowled that last over, Shea Hope had a long talk with him.
Mm.
And after the first ball, he went back and have our next talk with him. After the second ball, he went back and have another talk with him. So he was always in his ears.
Mm-hmm.
And I think he did West Indies did superbly well. Good effort.
So I guess the change of scenery helped them.
Yeah, they're playing in familiar conditions, better conditions. And when they were in the subcontinent, the opposition came with a lot of spin.
Mm-hmm.
So it was difficult because we know how West Indies players love spin. So they were difficult with the spin. But today, it was much more familiar territory with some pace wickets and some pace bowling.
All right, we've got a phone call. Hello, good morning.
Hi, good morning to you all.
Good morning.
I don't know the game of cricket, and it's what a pity, you know, but I was always a football fan from my days in high school. But as I listen to you all, I reminisce and I go back to an old picture album. As you say, India had a women's cricket team and they have won World Cup cricket. And congratulations to those women in India.
Mm-hmm.
They would have come a very long way to reach where they have reached today. But I also reminiscent, as I say, of our cricket here in Trinidad and Tobago. Well, my dad came from a village called Diamond Village. And, in those days, my dad was born in 1913. So he got married at the age of 32. So somewhere between, I was just checking the maths, between 19, below 1940, right? Diamond Village, the villages in Trinidad and Tobago that I know of, that my dad told me of, they played cricket. So like Victoria Village would have had a professional full cricket team and versus Diamond Village cricket team. And they played village against village. And also, too, on top of that, I have pictures. I have a picture of my aunts, and they had some women in Diamond Village. They had a full cricket team, which I guess they would have played also against other village cricket teams. Mm-hmm. And I have those pictures to show and to prove that in our country, in the 30s, 1930s, 33, 34, 35, we had in Trinidad and Tobago, we had full cricket teams. They were professionally dressed down to the T-bone with the white clothes on. The women wear white dresses. The men had, they had all the whole thing. They had the whole works, and they did play, because one of the cricketers, as I recall, his name was Ramden. He was also from, I think, Esperance or Diamond Village. He was also either in their team or played with their team or in Victoria Village, something like that. But it is very interesting that we had also women's cricket team, and I have a picture of that from Diamond Village. They were professional.
So I'm thinking that you're saying that kind of community involvement in cricket should come back and bring back the teams, as you're saying, because that would spark or at least encourage those who are interested in cricket to continue and show their talent.
Yes, our women, our country is a country. One of the sports of yesteryear was cricket. That's why we've developed and reached in cricket where we are. Mm-hmm. I don't know cricket, you know, but I'm just talking about, I mean, I say it, I know it. I'm a football fan, of course, but we can develop. Well, we have, you know, I, as a matter of fact, I have a relative, an in-law relative, and she told me her brother, the Canadians took her brother to play, give him his immigration papers, and they extended their hand how many years ago. And they gave him all his Canadian papers, and to come into Canada, and he plays cricket for them on whatever scale. And how many years ago? And I know they different countries they take our sports people, and because our sports people are very good sports people, you know, like Kevin. We're very proud. We get gold. And they invite them and they take them to play cricket and to play the different sports games worldwide. But we can develop, or we have probably already have it, that some, you know, the village teams already have it. The schools probably already have it. But they need for government and encouragement, and they can be there. But that has been developed in 1930s, maybe 35. I'm just checking the woman's age, as I recall. 19.
Thanks so much for your call. The thing is, we know that there is a track to getting exposure to be seen by the scouts and so on in the national team and West Indies team, and we've been advocating for more involvement from sponsors and the government to maintain the cricketing grounds and opportunities for players to be more noticeable, so we could put together the better team, you know, for them to do us proud. You know, it takes time, and we've been having those conversations for a while now. Probably a little too long, and that's why West Indies take a dip for how long that they did. What you say, Ian?
Yeah, very long dip. You see that dip like it's, if it was just 2 years, it was 30 years now.
I didn't want to, you know, lay it on so thick, but
that dip started when I was going to school still.
Boy. But I'm glad that we have a little hope on the horizon. Hello, good morning.
Tusker, good morning to you.
Good morning.
It's one of my favorite topics with respect to cricket because I could hear the panel spoke about West Indies winning against New Zealand this morning, and she hope again standing out as a very, you know, I don't know if he's still the captain or if he's the captain of the T20 or the...
Yes, he's the captain of the both white ball teams.
Right. So they play pretty well. I mean, I looked at him this morning and it was really good to see him win. But Tusker, the lady, you know, I think I spoke to this already with respect to the development of the cricket has to come from school into villages and then into what you call the corporation and then into the national space. We're not doing that because, I mean, I don't want to revisit the conversation about going to Skinner Park to see Dwight Yorke at a full house in college cricket. Now you're not seeing that. And the country cricket, as we would call it. Tusker, if you come on a Sunday in the rural district where I live and you see the pavilion all filled up with teams where nobody knows anything about except the village, know about their players. And now, to avoid what you call cheating in the sport, you have official umpiring by the organizers of the sport. And it transcends into the corporation and a lot of business people getting involved in team formation to push the cricket. Because if you go to India and Pakistan, those places, Tusker, they play cricket at least anywhere. They find a pitch and a ball, you know, and a bat, you know.
That's when you have real passion for it. No matter where you are, you're bringing a ball, you're bringing a bat, you might construct a wicket out of different things, but
the stage has to come from, you know, the sport being alive in your face to really participate in it, and it has to come from the school level, primary, secondary, and then village, and with that it's monitored. So if we don't get there, we would always see that ebb and flow with West Indies team, and when we win, we're good, and when we lose, you know, we're consistently losing. And you need to win against the big teams to give you more, what, not so much credibility, but you make more money and you're more recognized based on the rating. So I mean, I'm glad that we're winning consistently now, but my pet peeve, if I could call it that, is the test cricket aspect, because a game of thinking is 90 over per day. And once West Indies get in that free, you could get me, once I have the time, to look at the sport, the 20 and 50, I would look at it, yes, and hope they win. But to me, the resilience and the thinking of cricket is your ability to leave that ball alone and hit it in front of square and all that kind of thing. But anyway, I understand the lady passion, but unless it starts there, Tusker will be struggling.
We'll always be slipping in mud. All right, thank you so much for your call. 625-2257, 627-3223 is the number. And, of course, 306-1065 for your text messages. This one says, Powell scored 33. Chase and Seals got 3 wickets each. Brandon King failed again, just scoring 3 runs. Interestingly, Hossain only bowled 1 over. Chase was the man of the match with 28 from the bat and picking up 3 wickets.
Accurate. Akil Hossain only bowled 3 overs, 1 over, sorry, because a lot of the New Zealand batsmen were left-handed batsmen, so it was easier. It would have been harder for them to face Ruston Chase, who is the off-break bowler. The ball would be leaving the left-handed bowlers. And Akil Hossain would bowl the ball into the left-handed bowlers, easier for them to go with him on the square boundaries. So then he would have bowled more overs if they were more right-handed batsmen into the team, where the ball would be going away from the right-handed batsmen. So, but based on what I saw today, I don't think West Indies need 2 spinners because the pitch is for fast bowling.
If it leave it to me, I would
drop Akil Hossain for Shamar Springer in the next game because I think we'll do better with more fast bowlers than the spinners. But let's see how it goes. You don't normally drop a bowler like Akil Hossain just like that, top-class bowler. But based on the pitch, I would go with the extra fast bowler.
All right, got a voice note coming in. Good morning.
Good morning, Tusker. Good morning to you and your guest. Tusker, West Indies did not play against themselves, and the team that they played against played on the same pitch. I'm not buying the excuse that the pitch wasn't a batter's pitch, or it was not bowler's pitch, as the case may be, because they didn't play against themselves, right? I think what we can surmise from this whole thing is that the West Indies, current crop of West Indies player, it seems that they are better at the shortest version of the game. What does that say for West Indies? It tells myself that the application is poor. It tells myself, it says that their discipline is poor, that they don't have the ability to bat for long. And as a result, we will find poor showing at the ODIs and test matches, right? So the issue here is that they are better at the shorter versions because it doesn't require much discipline to stay in the wicket for long, right? You go there, you execute to score fast runs, right? And that is what it is all about. You hit, and in some cases, you hope that you connect, right? That doesn't, I'm not saying that they are not, when you think, look at the T20, that you don't have excellent batsmen or excellent bowlers, right? They have produced excellent batsmen throughout many countries. But as it relates to the West Indies, I'm quite disappointed in the application of the crease, right? The bowlers, they normally does well, but I'm not buying any justification that they feel is the issue. No, they are the issue.
Ian, did you say that the field was the issue, the pitch?
No.
I think that was an advantage for the West Indies.
No, what he was referring to, like, perhaps is like when they were in India. We all know that, everyone knows that the West Indies batsmen cannot play spin. And it's not because of the pitch. West Indies batsmen just cannot play spin. So once we learn to play spin properly, once we learn to come forward, use their feet to the spinners, get to the pitch of the ball, it doesn't matter what pitch we bat on or what pitch we play on, we will perform well. That's why the other teams have no problem playing on those pitches. The other teams have no problem playing against spinners because they know how to bat. Our batsmen, instead of coming forward to the pitch of the ball and playing straight or getting to the pitch of the ball before the ball would even have time to turn either direction, we like to stay in our crease, we like to stay back, we like to sweep, we like to do all kind of nonsense that we're not supposed to be doing. That's why we can't play spin. But if we go back to the coaching and we have proper coaching at the grassroots level, that would help us at the senior stage.
But has it always been an issue for West Indies to not be able to play spin? Because me, I thought we were like...
Watchmen.
We were the bosses of spin.
Exactly. So when you're talking about Brian Lara and Carl Hooper and Desmond Haynes, Viv Richards, these guys could have played spin because these guys could have bat.
Mm-hmm.
These guys would come down the wicket, meet the ball before or as it drops, You see, once you get to the ball, the pitch of the ball before, as the ball drop, you wouldn't get the ball time to turn either that direction.
Right,
as the ball dropped,
the
bat hit it one time. This is how these guys used to play spin. Hooper, who are the sweetest off drive and straight drive. These are the guys who used to play spin properly, get to the pitch of the ball, but our modern day West Indies batsmen don't do that. They struggle against spin because they don't like to move their feet. They're stuck in the crease. They are neither forward or back. They are just there. Some of them just hang their bat out. We saw the last couple of times Rutherford was dismissed. He just did that, stood in his crease and just hung out the bat like the bat was wet. He was hanging it out to dry or some kind of thing.
You know what I'm thinking? There's this song, Stay in Your Lane and Bat in Your Crease. Probably that was drummed into their minds too much.
No, like
that they're afraid to come out.
Need to come out the crease. They need to come out the crease when they're facing the spinners.
Yeah.
Because I see when you do that, a spinner, ask any spinner, a spinner hate to see a batsman come down the wicket to them. They get nervous. Now, that would force the spinner now to drop the ball shorter, bowl flatter. When the spinner bowls shorter, bowl flatter, now the batsman can go on the back foot and do whatever he wants. He could either pull, or he could either cut. But they have to force the spinner into bowling short. Mm-hmm. You cannot allow a spinner to bowl full and you are not coming forward.
Isn't
come
that
on.
The ball that you would look forward to give you the sixes and give you the boundaries?
If the ball that you would
if it is your like if you favor more to get boundaries and sixes off of a spin
well,
ball.
Some batsmen are different. Eh? Some batsmen play better on the front foot. And if a batsman is better on the front foot, he would prefer the ball coming closer or pitching closer to him. But some batsmen are better on the back foot.
Mm.
For a batsman who is better on the back foot, he would prefer the ball dropping shorter.
Mm-hmm. So you get more play, more length.
Yeah.
All right, let's take some calls before we head to 10:30, just 5 minutes away. Hello, good morning.
Hi, good morning, Tuscan.
Good morning.
Morning.
Good topic again, as usual, on a Wednesday, like this thing. But Ian, would you agree with me if you say that West Indies is a T20 team?
Boy, we've made them into a T20 team.
Listen to me, right?
They've been molded into a T20 team.
Yes, we are, and it's because sad. Of different reasons. I think the coaching now, what the players get, they're...
Yeah, but I could teach you everything, you know, and you
be exhausted just trying to figure this out. Yeah,
you cannot. You don't want to do what I tell you to do.
Right, because the players' goal is to play T20 cricket because the money is bigger. The money is there. That's the problem.
Exactly. So that is why we see where other countries playing the longer version of the game better. Did you see the game with UAE and? Nepal?
No, I didn't look at that game.
You wanted Ian to be in a real bad mood the following day? That's what you wanted?
Ian, when you get a chance, right, look at the trajectory of that game at the batting, right?
Mm-hmm.
And look at the comparison of the two teams, and you would see where partnerships were built when wickets were lost.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And temperament came in into the game, and where they... The batsman came into the wicket and they decided, well, listen, we have to build a partnership. We have to take this game to the 50th over.
Mm-hmm.
And start playing the game over five overs.
Mm-hmm.
And you would see where they were partnership for 20 over partnership.
Mm-hmm.
We
mm-hmm.
do have that in West.
And see, and the problem with one, and as I mentioned, that we have our cricket is based on power hitting, and you cannot power hit on any surface, on
mm-hmm.
every pitch.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when you look at our batsmen in the IPL, some of them started IPL as proper number 3 batsmen and number 4 batsmen, and then
mm-hmm.
the IPL teams, like for instance, Shimron Hetmyer, earlier in his career, he was a proper decent batsman.
Batsman, yes.
His IPL team turned him into a power hitter, where he's accustomed coming into the innings 5 overs to go. And now when they ask him to bat at number 3 for West Indies, he struggled.
That's why I say they've been molded into
T20 team. And they were turning Puran into one of those two.
We take Sunil Narayan from a...
I am so upset.
I'm so upset
as you mentioned Sunil Narayan. You know, mm-hmm. his bowling action too, they altered. And he had one of the best bowling careers for quite some time. And they just changed him as a player.
And the thing is, Bumrah pelting hands down.
Pelting
my
moves.
And they're making excuses and saying how he's double jointed and all them.
All of a sudden, that is an excuse.
In the definition of a pelt, his elbow is still changing. Changing position direction during the motion of a delivery. So he's just pelting from a different direction, but he is still pelting.
But they're
making excuses.
Why they call Solarine?
Because he's West Indian.
Yeah, and
correct.
He was one of the best bowlers.
And they are lowing Bumrah
to pelt. And batsman of
because,
the time.
Bumrah is pelting hands down.
India has become the mecca of cricket.
ICC stands for India Cricket Council.
Stop it.
And they change the game. They change the play field to suit them. The goalposts shift according to how they
exactly.
want it.
Exactly.
So
right? If I have a West Indian or Australian or Englishman come on and he's bowling just like Bumrah, they will say he's pelting. Watch my words.
Correct. Because why? They will say that Bumrah, deformity gives him that advantage.
But he's still
pelting. He's the one with the wild hair, right? Ian, don't get vexed. Is he already wild here that has come kind of shortish?
No. Now, Bamrah is the one who does have a very short run up. He just walk, run two steps, put his hand up in the air like this.
Right, then well, that Mango Man. That's what I call him.
No, is he? I look at the smaller teams now. I forget about the Australia and Pakistan and India. And I look at the UAE and the Nepal and the USA and those teams. Where you see players are taking the cricket to heart with passion.
Mm-hmm.
Because you know why? They want to make themselves something. They're emulating somebody that knows this cricket. They're probably emulating a Kohli, or they want to be a Brian Lara. And they know, besides that, country have to get repetition in true cricket.
Mm-hmm.
Because you know what it will be to hear two players from Nepal playing for Punjab Kings 11 in the next series? That's a big thing for Nepal.
Yeah, because remember some years ago, Ryan Tendershatta from Netherlands was playing IPL?
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So the Netherlands also has a good team. So well, the thing about these smaller teams are taking the game to passion and they're spending these countries, they're spending their money into coaching.
Oh, well, I was now about to say this, that we find that these countries who has researched the game see the potential in making money in terms of tourism and all of that, and saying, okay, we're going to put this amount of money in the development of our players, whether it's the young ones, older ones, especially with test cricket. But we still trying to figure out what was our purpose. No, why do we play cricket at all?
We're trying to figure out if we should play the fast version
or the test.
Money.
Yeah.
Right? But Ian, let me ask you this before I go. Do you think that Trinidad and Tobago could have a team of its own?
No.
Nah, I agree with Ian. No.
Why?
Nah, we need...
We need the West Indies?
We need... Watch me. We can't even dominate West Indies cricket. So we need... No.
I will tell you... Thanks so much for your caller. I will tell you why it wouldn't work. Because sometimes... Some players are motivated by the competition within the team itself.
That too.
You know?
But...
I don't see the consistency giving us that dominance.
We are not going to... We're not even dominating regional cricket. So how we could go on our own? We cannot go on our own.
Is it laissez faire where you say, like, nah?
No, we cannot go.
Don't even consider it.
I don't like people talking about going our own. We can't even go our own. Owning football properly, basketball worse, netball not good again, cricket at least we playing as West Indies so we could beat people.
Y'all should see Ian's expression while saying this, but he is on point. And I know we're out of time. Can I take one more call, Ian?
Yeah.
All right, one more. Hello, good morning, and welcome.
Okay.
Hi.
Now, I am one of those people who I know people down on West Indies, the test cricket team. We're still rated, I think, 80 on. And I think we're West Indies is still in the space of test cricket, except that we get few test matches.
At number 8, you're saying?
Yeah, I think we're number 8.
If so high.
Yeah. We are still ahead of Bangladesh on this team.
Yeah.
We are not above Pakistan and all of them. But you know what? We are still called for series. And I think we have to develop the sport a little bit more, like I said, from the regional level.
Mm-hmm.
But I wouldn't down the side. And God, your previous caller, I was listening with a colleague here, and I said, wait for it. Trinidad going on the road. I wish you had to be wrong. But there is no way we could go on our own.
There is no way.
But Ian, I have a problem with respect to making West Indies, when you have a coach of the West Indies team, and we're thinking that's where it starts. I think to bring somebody on the team, I think a coach guidance, everything, it come like having the prerequisites. If you don't have that, a coach could do what he wants. It will be problematic. Remember,
Thank you very much, because people want Darren Sammy to do what a development coach should do.
Correct.
Mm-hmm.
Correct. Thanks a lot for contributing.
No problem, man. Thanks. And the thing is, it's really the problem with cricket on the whole, right? They say that test cricket is the highest form of cricket.
Mm-hmm.
If test cricket is the highest form of cricket, then test cricketers should
be the highest paid.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not like that for marketing reasons and viewership reasons and so forth and so forth and
so forth. Let me ask a question from a marketing perspective. Is it that because of the narrative that Test cricket is boring and Test cricket, you don't bring in the crowds, that has led people, especially advertisers / investors, to think that the format is no longer viable?
Well,
and that is something that we need to work on to change that.
Well, the thing is, right, the format is very viable. When you look at a Test series between India and Australia, India and England, England and India and these teams, the oval filled, it looks like it's
working.
It's
over
T20
here.
Played.
Right.
No, but you see, the thing is, they are winning. We are trainees. We are not going to this in the oval if we know West Indies is going to lose.
Mm-hmm.
I remembered going to the oval when it was Lara and Ambrose and Walsh and these guys, and a Test cricket crowd used to fill up the oval. Because they used to win at the time.
Used to be outside. You said it last time, sitting outside all 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock in the morning with your umbrella and your chair.
Right. So Test cricket is still like that in different parts of the world. Test cricket is viable. Look, football is viable, but you wouldn't see the same crowd in a Trinidad Barbados game as you would see in a Brazil Argentina game.
Mm.
But that doesn't mean that football is not viable. Football is still viable in many parts of the world. But how many people is going to this stadium to watch Trinidad versus Barbados? You're not going to see much. Let Argentina play Brazil.
That's a very good question to answer.
Yeah.
Why would you not go to the stadium to see a Trinidad versus Barbados game?
Because who wants... No, don't say that on radio, no?
Things to think about. Ian, thank you so much for joining me today. It's that time, TNT. Gonna take a short break. So we'll see you next week, Ian.
Yes, you'll see me next week, please, God.
Inside the Sports Hub, we'll be right back.
The best insight, instant feedback, accountability. The all-new Talk Radio Freedom 106.5.